Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, brought to you from the Zia Comics Broadcasting Lair in beautiful downtown Las Cruces, New Mexico. I'm your host, Troy Stegner. Before I get into this comic book review, ask you one favor. Please subscribe. It helps us tremendously. Pandering over, we have Looky Looky Comic Bookie. Yeah, look at this. It's a Joker, the puzzle box. Joker presents the puzzle box. I'm not a huge Joker fan. I think he's a little overused, but this one, I'm kind of liking this one so far. I read it, and it's got me intrigued. And if you don't like spoilers, you should scroll away now because I'm going to spoil this for you. So it starts out, you know, Joker's in the interrogation room there with, you find out, Harvey Bullock and Commissioner Gordon. Old Jimbo's there, and they're trying to find out, and you find out slowly what's going on. So there was a huge gathering. Joker saying he was in his home, but it was just a big gathering. Tons of the, you know, most noticeable, most notorious, popular villains in Gotham are there. I mean, just in the back, just a quick glance, you know, you see Black Mask, you see Pigman, Killer Croc, Poison Ivy, Harley, Catwoman, who's kind of a quasi-villain. Sometimes she's good, sometimes she's bad. Penguin, Bane, I mean, they're just all over, and they sprinkle more of these guys throughout. So Commissioner Gordon and Harvey Bullock, who are interrogating him, and Joker, of course, it's told from Joker's point of view, so it makes him out to be the perfect person. And, you know, Batman comes crashing in because, you know, he has to know if there's a ton of villains together somewhere, something is going down and it's not good. And so Joker makes it seem like, and that's kind of the humor of it, the Joker makes it seem like Batman is thanking him for helping him, and Joker's just, you know, standing to the side and eating his cake for supposedly a birthday or a surprise party for him. So that part I found kind of humorous, the story from Joker's side, of course, where Batman is so appreciative of Joker helping him do things, and the police who came to arrest Joker were, you know, severely out of line and just had a grudge against him. That was humorous. So then, you know, Batman, like I said, he busts in and he's knocking all these villains out. And like every panel, you see a few more notorious villains from Gotham. And then the rest of the Bat family shows up, you know, with Nightwing and Batgirl and Robin, it looks like, in that panel anyway. And so Commissioner Gordon's asking, so why were all these people assembled, all these villains assembled for you? So he starts telling them, you know, and then you also find out there was one person got killed. And it was a bad guy. And Jim Gordon is showing the Joker pictures. It's Riddler. Supposedly Riddler is dead. And the Joker laughed at him, told him, nah, he's not dead. So they pull, and then, you know, kind of, it goes back and forth a little bit. It's kind of Quentin Tarantino with the timeline there. They pull Joker out of the holding cell because they're looking for somebody to talk. And then the rest of them are either cussing him for talking or, you know, they want to talk themselves to try to get leniency. But they pull Joker out. You know, then, like I said, they show him the photos of Riddler supposedly dead. And he tells him, nope, he's not dead. He was looking for this machine box. And he kind of finds it. What they find out was it's that there's five pieces to it, and he only found, like, the first part. They don't know. So far, we don't know what this machine does, why he wants it. But it has this little, I guess it's a key of some type. And he's trying to get people to come and help him. And at one point, I guess he's trying to recruit Joker. And there's a little cameo punchline. Punchline's there. Yeah, he tries to recruit him. Joker's like, no, it's not my thing. You're playing with stuff you shouldn't. And Joe Riddler says, yeah, well, I'm going to go with some big-time henchmen. And he does. He's talking to, you know, Pigman and Black Mask, Harley, Bane, telling them, you know, we put this machine together. It's going to change the world as we know it. And jumps back interrogation room. Harvey and Commissioner Gordon. Gordon kind of he has a revelation, so he calls his quick response team in. They all suit up and go into the holding area for evidence. And he told them, you know, I need you to bring this box back. So they get there. They're all, you know, full on battle rattle, riot gear. They get to the, you know, and the evidence holding guys tell them, hey, we haven't processed this yet. And they're like, don't care. Gordon told us to get it. We're coming to get it. And you find the box, and it's just sitting in a tub of water. And everybody's, well, why does it have to be wet? And we don't know. And that's kind of where it ends. So I really like the Riddler. Not so much the Joker, but I really like the Riddler. And what he's trying to put together, I'm not sure if this is something the Riddler's doing or if the Joker's doing it and just kind of pinning it on the Riddler, since the cops think that Riddler's dead. Not sure. There's a lot of unanswered questions. It's the book is a puzzle box, it seems. It's got, there's quite a bit going on. I love it when they get all the villains together like that. We're going to see what, I guess we're going to see what shakes out from this in issue 2. But it, for me, it's a really good start. They got me intrigued enough with the non-linear type storytelling and the interrogation of the Joker. And then him revealing, you know, little pieces as he goes along of what's going on. And of course, take it with a grain of salt that the Joker is the one giving you this information. So it may or may not be completely accurate. We really don't know. And that's the one thing I do like about the Joker. He's kind of a wild card, no pun intended. So this one, I'm going to say, pick this one up off the shelf. I wouldn't subscribe just yet, and that's because I'm kind of biased against Joker, but it's definitely worth picking up off the shelf. And when issue 2 comes out, seeing if they continue on this mystery, this path, to see what's going on. So, yeah, don't subscribe yet. Off the shelf, wait for issue 2. And that's my review of The Joker Presents Puzzle Box. If you like that review and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. It don't cost you nothing. It's free, and it helps us out so much doing videos like these for you guys. And while you're at it, hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.